I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up tomorrow, Twitter turns 5. We'll talk about how that social media tool is having an effect on politics and culture, not just in the U.S., but around the world. That conversation is coming up. But we want to begin today with news about the very important relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. The head of Pakistan's powerful spy agency known as ISI is in Washington today to meet with U.S. officials. The meeting comes after the Obama administration suspended about $800 million in military aid to Pakistan. That's roughly a third of the money Pakistan receives from the United States every year. The already complicated relationship between the two countries has become even more tense since the raid that killed Osama bin Laden earlier this year. Members of the Pakistani military are outraged that they were not told about the raid in advance, while Americans were angered to find out that bin Laden was living apparently comfortably inside Pakistan, and it reinforced their view that that country's leaders aren't doing enough to pursue terrorist groups operating from there. In a few minutes, we will discuss all of this with the former president of Pakistan, General Pervez Musharraf. But first, though, for some context, we turn to NPR foreign correspondent Julie McCarthy, who joins us from Islamabad. Julie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
So, Julie, why did the Americans cut off this aid to Pakistan, and why now?
Well, the Americans have been frustrated for some time, and they are angry at what they consider to be deceit and slow action in hunting down the militants the U.S. wants Pakistan to go after. Pakistan has been unwilling to hunt militants friendly to the Afghan Taliban. They use Pakistan's tribal areas as a safe haven to launch operations in Afghanistan that kill NATO troops. So, of course, the United States wants Pakistan to go after them. And the United States has been hammering away on this, but doesn't have a whole lot to show for it. And, of course, as you mentioned, Washington is unhappy in the extreme over Osama bin Laden living in Pakistan for 5 years with virtually no clues from Pakistanis that he was here. The U.S. now thinks that Ayman al-Zawahiri, the new al-Qaeda leader, is also here, and it wants these joint coordinated actions. Now, Michelle, Washington, I think, is far from giving up on this relationship, but it is taking off the gloves in the belief that punitive coercion will work in Pakistan. And they might be in for a surprise.
How is this news going down in Pakistan with the military and with the public at large?
Well, the military is angry, but it seems to be taking it in its stride. I mean, its response has been measured but firm. It says, you know, we're not doing any U-turns here. We're certainly not allowing sort of freelance CIA operations a la Osama bin Laden's capture and killing. But for the average citizen, Michelle, the belief here is that the army simply has too many resources as it is. But this whole question of aid for the public is a really fraught one. A lot of people here don't want to take a dime from the United States. Their hostility against the U.S., its wars, its sole superpower status really irks them. And a lot of people feel that the U.S. doesn't begin to acknowledge the sacrifices that Pakistanis make every day in the terrorism that has crept over their country because of wars next door in Afghanistan that they say are not of their making. They see Afghanistan as a U.S. war that has spilled over into Pakistan and radicalized their society.
NPR's Julie McCarthy joined us from Islamabad. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.